Bolivian President Evo Morales triumphed by winning 67% of the vote in an August 10th recall election, as several opposition governors were defeated. The recall election also demonstrated significant support from more affluent and conservative regions that have resisted Morales' policy initiatives to nationalize energy resources and to promote land reform. The next step is for a new constitution to be brought before the voters. The opposition centered in Santa Cruz and other regions continues to seek decentralized government services. Morales is strongly backed by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who has invested tens of millions of dollars in Bolivian projects. Among opposition politicians defeated in the election was Cochabamba Governor Manfred Reyes Villa, a key Morales opponent. Cochabamba, Bolivia's third largest city, has seen violent clashes between pro-Morales activists and those allied with Villa. Cochabamba is seen as a key swing region in Bolivia between Morales' strong support among the indigenous population and the opposition centered in the agricultural lowlands. In the months leading up to the Republican National Convention this September, the St. Paul, Minnesota Police Department more than doubled its stockpile of Taser stun guns. Although the St. Paul police say it has nothing to do with clamping down on dissent at the upcoming convention, activists are skeptical. As Marie Braun of Women Against Military Madness told the newspaper In These Times, these are dangerous weapons and people have died as a result of them being used. During the 2004 Republican convention, the New York City Police Department swept up hundreds of anti-Bush protesters and detained them under hazardous conditions. Later, nearly all of the charges against the protesters were dropped. Over the winter, St. Paul Assistant Police Chief Matt Bostrom promised not to infiltrate protest groups and pledged local police would not wear riot gear during the convention. But last summer, 19 bike riders were arrested during a Minneapolis critical mass bike ride. Police used tasers and pepper spray on the bike riders. This spring, the Minneapolis-St. Paul News Weekly City Pages reported that the University of Minnesota police were working with the FBI to recruit moles to go to vegan potlucks to infiltrate protest groups and provide information to the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. A popular backlash against bottled water has reached the boardroom of the Nashville, Tennessee law firm of Bass, Berry & Sims. The firm now serves tap water to its guests in glasses with the firm's logo on it. As a result, hundreds of plastic bottled water containers aren't dumped in the city landfill. According to E!, the environmental magazine, the bottled water backlash has spread to Greater Atlanta, the home base of Coca-Cola, as public pressure builds to save local water supplies in the face of severe drought. Local residents are opposed to attempts by Coke bottlers to use the local aquifer as a source of bottled water. The movement is especially intense in Canada, where college students have declared bottled water free zones on campus. High school students have also raised questions about public school contracts with Coke and Pepsi, who sell Aquafina and Dasani brands of bottled water. In 2007, San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom issued a ban on bottled water contracts among city agencies, a move followed by some other big cities. The U.S. Conference of Mayors recently passed a resolution calling for the phasing out of bottled water. Environmental groups are pushing the Bush administration to spend money to protect public drinking water supplies. Green groups are also seeking to make information on the quality of local water supplies easily accessible. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.